Blog Talk Radio. Good afternoon. Good afternoon. I am your host, Miss B. Haven, and I'm just checking in with everyone today. I'm all tongue-tied. What's up with that? What's up with that? Happy Monday, you guys. As always, I wanted to just check in with you guys and do a quick follow-up into what we got in store through Unleash Your Inhibitions and Four Plate Poetry, Beauty and Baddie. It's a whole lot of things that I got going on and stirring in the pot for you. So I just want to keep you guys, you know, connected and also give some quick tips because why not? We're in the house, got some things that we can work out, and why not learn some things or relearn some things, you know? So, first off, over the weekend, I know some of you have been being bad. Some of you may have wanted to be bad, but it just kind of crossed my mind about something that I think that some of you have experienced in the past and may want to figure out how to do some quick fixes. So, it's all about sex, right? It's all about sex. So have you ever, you know, got involved with someone and, you know, there's some telltale signs afterwards with some stains on the sheets or on your clothing, and you're like, oh, shoot. There's no reason to get embarrassed. There's no reason to judge or anything like that. But, you know, sometimes you may get that little quick in. And you know, you have company coming over in the next 10 minutes, and you got to figure out some things. You can't let people know all your business. You don't want them to know your bedroom business or your couch business or whatever business you got going on. You want to, you know, make sure that you clean, pristine, and got your things in order. So as your girl, I just feel like the need to share some quick tips on how to remove those sex stains. Yes, those sex stains. You don't want to leave those stains on clothing and sheets, right? You want to make sure that you are on point and that everybody, you know, they come into your crib and they're none the wiser. They don't know what had happened 2 minutes prior to their arrival. All right. So just real quick, these are some quick tips for you. How to remove those sex stains, you guys. Well, you want to treat them while they're fresh. Don't be nasty, okay? Don't be nasty and leave them out in the corner somewhere, and then a week go by, you know, and you just totally forget. Nah, okay? Just like if you had, like, some wine still on your clothing, you want to treat it right away. So you treat it when it's fresh. What do you treat it with? Do you treat it with hot or cold water? Treat it with cool water, okay? If you treat it with hot water, it sets the stain, okay? So if you have bed sheets or clothing or, comforters or whatever, you know, you just spot it and use cool water. So keep it wet until you can actually treat it. If you can't, if you just need to, put it aside because time is just not on your side, put it away, but soak it in some cool water so you can treat it later. Club soda is actually your friend. So treat it with club soda if you got that in the house. If you don't, go out and get some. It's not expensive. Put it aside so you know that's your emergency go-to. Please avoid throwing it in the dryer, okay? That will set the stain permanently. You don't want to do that. Don't do that, all right? Let's see what else you need to do. Use cool water. Use a clean towel. Don't just use some raggedy towel that you use for your car. All right. And just gentle hand wash the treatment. And if you have wool light, use that. Wool light is okay to use to treat those stains as well. All right. With sheets, I suggest that you do that right away. Don't just leave it be. But like I said, if time is not on your side and you got people coming over or you're in a hurry, just make sure you just keep it soaked in some cool water until you can actually treat it and take care of it. All right. So if I were you, if you know that you're dealing with a partner who is a squirter, so you know that your partner is going to always make a mess every time you get into that bed, then I would invest in a washable, waterproof mattress cover. That way, it protects your furniture. So if you have someone who is just gushing out every time y'all play, then I would invest in that. That would be a good investment. You would love the experience even better instead of always grumping about cleaning up such a wet mess. Now, let's say that you're having sex on carpet. So you're doing some floor business, then you're making a mess on the carpet. No worries. All you have to do is blot it. Do not rub it. Do not rub it in. Blot the carpet. All right? And if I were you, I would always try to keep a small trash can, something, a plastic bag, whatever, near the bed or wherever you always get down with. So you can avoid any type of dripping of extra fluid, okay? So if you remove the condom, any type of lube or whatever, and it's on, if it's dripping from the condom or whatever, the protection, have a trash can nearby as opposed to dripping all the way across the room. That's just a quick tip, just in case, But those are my little quick for you guys. I want you guys to stay safe. I want you guys to have fun. And if you're still in the stay-at-home order in your state, then more than likely you may be doing some things with your partner. If you are, and if you're not, then this is a future reference that you can hold on to until you get out there and get busy. All right? So those are my quick tips for you, how to remove those sex stains from your sheets, from your clothing. Treat them so that way you can get messy next time, and then what to do next time. You don't want to leave those telltale signs just laying around. That's nasty. Clean up after yourselves. All right. Take care, you guys. Love on each other as always. Stay safe. Stay inside. Love you.